From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump decides on Iran nuclear deal.
The tone was very matter of fact. It was not. There was no yelling. We didn't throw shoes at one another.
That's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson commenting on a meeting he'd had in New York with other signatories to the Iran nuclear deal and U.S. President Donald Trump's pending decision.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think the time has come for a decision to be made, and it is the president that has to make the decision.
Mr. Trump, who's been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, has until October the 15th to tell Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. In the meantime, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said at a UN news conference that any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. During his UN speech, Mr. Rouhani said Iran would not be the first country to violate the deal. Meanwhile, General John Hitton, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Wednesday that Iran is operating under the nuclear agreement while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles of all ranges, posing a challenge to the U.S. and its allies. In Mexico, authorities now say nearly 240 people died following Tuesday's major earthquake in central Mexico that collapsed buildings in Mexico City. Rescuers are working around the clock to locate survivors under the rubble. It's reported that one young girl is alive under the rubble with perhaps two other children as well. This is VOA News. The North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho has a response to President Trump's speech at the UN General Assembly. If they thought they could scare us with the sound of a dog barking, he said, that's a silly dream. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet Thursday in New York on North Korea following President Trump's warning the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if it threatens the U.S. or its allies with nuclear weapons. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe devoted his U.N. General Assembly remarks on Wednesday entirely to the threat posed by North Korea. Mr. Abe warned Pyongyang's nuclear weapons were either already are or are on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs, and their means of delivery sooner or later will be intercontinental ballistic missiles. He said now is not the time for dialogue, but to apply pressure. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies senior research fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of its ally, the United States.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Meanwhile, South Korea announced an $8 million package of humanitarian aid to North Korea despite geopolitical tensions. A large mob tried to block a shipment of humanitarian aid to besieged Muslims in western Myanmar before they were chased off by police late Wednesday. The government's information office says about 300 protesters gathered at a dock near the capital city of majority Buddhist Rakhine State, where a boat was being prepared to transport 50 tons of supplies, including food, water, and mosquito nets, from the International Committee of the Red Cross to the Rohingya Muslims stranded in the northern part of the state. Eight people were arrested and detained. Vice President Mike Pence called on the Security Council in New York for strong and swift UN action to end nearly a month of violence in Myanmar.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president told the UN Wednesday the security situation is improving with no new clashes since September the 5th. Spanish government is preparing for more protests as separatists take to the streets following a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. Police have raided Catalan government offices, arrested local officials, and seized millions of ballot papers. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.